For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Madonna Hines, Mia Hansen Aloha, and Christy Doherty. We love you, girls. Hello, welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bras. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast. And here I am with the gorgeous, trained Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. Hello, Ben.
I'm trained, everyone. No more puddles around the apartment.
Not the potty train, the muscle trained, because Ben has an appointment with his PT later. His personal trainer.
Franklin. He is a doll, that Franklin. Mm-hmm. Hopefully Franklin will be able to come, and everyone else will be able to come, to our live show. It's less than a week away. It's Tuesday, May 9th, Hollywood Improv. Buy your tickets. Do it now so that way we can stop making these announcements because we just want to see every one of your beautiful punims there.
Yeah, seriously. Get over there.
Michelle Collins is going to be the special guest. She is hilarious. If you've never seen Michelle Collins live, you have not lived. So don't even come for us. Come for her. So she is so funny. We're going to have a fun time. We're just going to talk Bravo shit. It'll be great times. So it's you can either come to our Facebook page, facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens, and there's links to tickets there at the top of our little feed there. Or you can just go do a Google search for the Hollywood Improv, which I think is hollywood.improv.com, I think. Just use Google. It's simple. Tickets are there. Buy them. Buy them for your friends. Everyone come as a group. We'll all get drunk and hang out afterwards.
Yes, and while we're talking about shows, and Michelle Collins. Michelle Collins just did a fundraiser in New York City that is Bravo style, and they're going to have another one. The charity is called Here for Drama. It's a fundraising group, and it's founded by Ryan Houlihan and Alex Better and Jordan Villet, and it creates live events using the power of reality TV to help women and minorities. They are going to be doing a show this Sunday, May 7th at 6:30 p.m. in Littlefield in Brooklyn. Tickets are $15 before and $18 at the door. And the cast for this week's show includes Jessica Williams from Two Dope Queens and The Daily Show.
Nice.
Greg Bennett from Real Housewives of New Jersey and Monsoed with Children.
He's
Brian
funny.
Moylan from Vulture.
We love him.
Joel
He's
Kim
so
Booster at Midnight in the Outs, and Ryan Houlihan from Billy on the Street and Difficult People. They're going to have a raffle from some of the items are going to be from Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan 1994 Museum. There will be specialty cocktails and a very early Christmas party to follow. So it's for a really good cause, you guys. It's going to be a hilarious show. A lot of great names doing it. So to get your tickets for that, just go to hereforddrama.com, hereforddrama.com, and that is for the Here for Drama fundraiser for the New York Women's Foundation.
And I guess as long as we're promoting live shows, you know, I just talked about Michelle Collins. She has a show at UCB this Thursday, UCB on Franklin in Los Angeles. So like I just said, if you haven't seen her live before, she's not even asked me to promote it, but I might as well. As long as she's being nice enough to come and do our show, we might as well give some props to her show. Her show is Magic Mish. I think you just go on the UCB Upright Citizens Brigade website. Really, you should see that because that's just like an hour of Michelle monologuing. And wow. No, I mean, she is so good
when
she plays off an audience.
Yeah, we left our asses off last time. So good.
And I have an idea of what sort of stuff she'll be doing. And I think... trust me, I think it's worth it to go see that. So those are the things you should sign up for.
Tons of things to actually get out of your house and do this next coming week. So do it, everybody.
And then after that, you can just relax and pretend you're on a yacht.
Yeah, like they do in Below Deck Mediterranean, which began its its second season this week, came back, and we are covering that today.
I'm so happy. I have really grown to love the Below Deck franchise. What I like about it, I actually do enjoy the aspirational quality of it. I don't watch a lot of TV to be like, I want to live like that, whatever. But I really do enjoy looking at this yacht and looking at the places they go to. And
this
I also
is one
just,
of their nicer yachts. It's very tastefully done.
This is a really nice yacht, especially compared to last year's yacht, which had all that, what do you call that? That sort of like blue marble. There's a name for it. I don't know.
Blue marble? I don't know.
No, there's a specific name for it. There's a specific name for it. But either way, I think what I like about this show is it's a nice change of pace for what else we see on Bravo. We spend a lot of time, especially these days, it's like reunion after reunion after reunion, housewives, and they're all fun. But this show, it like changes it up, and I'm embracing the change of pace that Below Deck Med brings us.
And it's also one of the shows where people actually work.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, they have Vanderpump Rules, which is supposed to be about working, but those people still don't know how to pronounce Chilean. So, I mean, these people are actually working. You get to watch these fuckers mop.
Yeah, they're in there clearing out boxes. But you know what's really important? It's important that they get some rest. I hope they get rest. That's like the new captain is Sandy. And she is, you know, she's a female captain, which is a big deal. And her thing, if Captain Lee's thing is rules, her thing is rest.
Yeah. Captain Sandy. Wow. Well, we're going to be getting there. Let's start at the beginning. This time we're in Croatia, the Mediterranean's hidden gem. Croatia is also a place with some of the most gorgeous people in the world. When I lived in New York, everybody I met from Croatia was like drop dead. Only hot people are allowed to procreate in Croatia. So I approve.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why so many gay porn stars come from Croatia in that area.
Yes. And
Czech Republic, yeah.
Yeah, there's some beautiful scenery, there's some money, and, you know, more importantly, as Bobby would say, they filmed Game of Thrones here!
Don't turn him into Kristen. Seriously? Seriously? So we meet the whole gang, the top of the show. We're meeting Hannah is back. She's like, "I'm gonna try to be softer." I'm like, "Good luck with that, Hannah."
yeah, that lasts about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
I'm back, bitches. I'm gonna take a softer approach. I guess I can be scary sometimes, but being nice doesn't pay the bills.
The accents, by the way, are out of control. Like, everyone's from, there's like a Cockney accent, some South African accents, Australian, British.
And then there's Bugsy.
We're just gonna be all
Bugsy's
over.
Bugsy's British, right?
Bugsy. I thought she was South African, actually.
Oh, good
but
lord.
But there was someone else. But then Wisley is South African, I think. I forget.
So Bobby is back, and he's like, "Last time I was here, I was green, and I'm still green." He's like laughing hugely at everything, and he got new like Invisalign braces or a retainer or whatever you call that. And so now he's laughing. I mean, he's showing off his baby gums like I've never seen before. I'm like, you could close your mouth. Like, congratulations on making the down payment on your new teeth, but close your damn mouth, fool. You're getting spit on the camera.
We also have Adam, who is the new chef, and he is all super top chefy. Like, he has he's trying to let us think that he's like all laid back and chill, but like, no, we've seen your type on Top Chef. You got the bad tattoos, and you're all like, y'all like, you know, kind of get annoyed about someone taking your foie gras. I don't know.
Well, this one is a little bit different because he's homeless. He tells us that when he's not on a boat, he lives in a van and drives around surfing, and he's got kind of highlights or like a rug or something on, like his hair is weird, and then he's got weird square shoulders, and his eyes are like pretty but beady, like he's on something. I'm telling you, this guy's some kind of druggy homeless person that they've dragged onto the boat, and I couldn't be happier. I cannot wait to watch this unfold. I guarantee you he will have some kind of fit or something druggy related happening this year. Can't wait.
He's gonna be a disaster, and I resented that he called his van a land yacht. We also
just being able to pee inside of it does not make it a yacht. Okay, now please clean out that 7-Up liter bottle.
Just right. Because you have an inflatable slide in there does not mean it's a land yacht. Yeah. It just means you're a hoarder. We have Bugsy. Bugsy is the one who I think she's South African. I'm not sure. But what I like about Bugsy is I can imagine what she's going to look like when she's 65. And I feel like, you know, when you see like an old lady at the library and you're like, I wonder what that librarian was like when she was younger. I feel like that's Bugsy.
Yeah, Bugsy could she could tell you stories about what it was like to be a flapper. Or, you know, what it's like to have flying cars in 100 years from now. Like, you never really know. You're right. That is actually a very good way to describe her. And she's also someone who just made up a weird name for herself because she's my name is Sarah or something. I forget what her name
Lindsay.
Is. What is it?
My real name's Lindsay. I don't remember.
Yeah, she's like, my real name's Lindsay, but my parents always said, you silly bugs. And so I call myself Bugsy. And I'm like, that's a weird name to give yourself when you got a funny face, you know? It's like, but also way to play into it, you know, and she's like it's a funny face, but it's like a cute face, and it's a face like she's got a huge cartoon smile, but then we see her get mad already in this episode, and I'm like, oh my god, she's a terrifying bitch as well.
Because she is basically, she's been, you know, Chief Stew before, and now she's like not number one, and I don't think she resents being number two, but I still think that she has the standards of a Chief Stew, which I think is great. And then we have Malia, who is from Hawaii and has only worked on dive boats, which means she's going to be a total disaster.
Yeah.
We have...
And she's also an ex-NFL girl that I... Did you say that?
No, that's Lauren, I think.
Oh, wait. Which girl
so
did
Lauren...
you...
Oh, yeah. Malia, the blonde one from Hawaii.
Oh, right. She's just hot. Yeah. She's like, I've got five older brothers, and I can take most things that they throw at me.
Except anchors. And then there's Lauren.
Yeah. Then there's like the obligatory dumbass Lauren. I just wrote dumbass NFL cheerleader, and then it shows her going like, hoo-wah, chicka-boom, chicka-boom. Yeah. People think just because I'm an NFL cheerleader that I'm a floozy, but I'm not. You are going to fuck half this cast. I guarantee it.
Well, I think the previews made it look like Malia will, because Lauren, her whole thing is she she was sort of hooking up with Bobby. She was with Bobby, and then they broke up, but he recommended her for the job, and her whole thing is, well, I was an NFL cheerleader, and like, I grew up in the hospitality industry because my parents had a restaurant. It's like, NFL cheerleader, hospitality, boom, yachty. It makes sense.
Chicka-boom, chicka-boom, boom, boom. Hoo-wah!
I'm like, it doesn't make sense, but, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
And then you have the bosun, which is Weasley, whose name is Wesley, but he calls himself Weasley. Weasley, the bosun.
And sometimes Weasley talks like this, and sometimes talk like this, like the last guy on Below Deck. What was that guy's name? He was kind of a drag queen sometimes, and he dated that trans girl, Ashley.
No, Kyle. Was his name Kyle?
Well,
because there's Max. There's Max, who is Cockney, and he's like, oh, I was on Ibiza, and I thought, hey, look, there's a yacht, and I thought, I want to get involved with yacht, and I got involved in yacht, and now I'm on a yacht, because I was in Ibiza. Oh, right. Okay, so that's Max, right? Max talks like that.
Right, Max
and Wesley,
talks like that, and Wesley's the one who's got kind of...
He's African, so he's more like this.
The hair sticks up.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a world child. I used to drink a lot. Like, one time, I was drinking something, I got caught, and I got suspended from school.
And the music just stops. It's like...
But most importantly, we have Captain Sandy. She's like, I'm a female captain, and I don't see a lot of female captains, but guess what? I'm not. I'm not a micromanager. Not one at all.
Look, I'm a captain, and I really enjoy 27 years, perfect record here. And I'm not a micromanager. I'm just someone who loves perfection on all fronts. And one of the ways you get that is to be rested. You are not going to get good work done when you're sleepy and you're grouchy. So guess what, Mr. Grouchy Pants? We're going to have a 9 p.m. curfew.
Now, I'd like to continue this interview, but I can see someone's a little sleepy, Mr. Producer. How about this? Nap time and we'll reconvene in 3 hours, okay? You can't do a good interview. You can't ask good questions if you're tired.
Did you hear my last sentence? I don't think you did, Mr. Tired Tykey. So I think someone's going to have to just lay their head back. You want me to wash your feet? I'll do that for you.
You need a little blankie? You need a blankie, Mr. Producer?
I'm
Why don't you take
help.
A little rest?
I'm okay? here to help. I'm a captain, but guess what? I'm a captain who likes to crunch, which means I'm not going to just sit in your cereal bowl. I'm going to eat myself until that bowl is eaten. I'm here to help.
Let me tell you something, okay? I've been in every sea and bay in this gosh darn world. I've been in the Persian Gulf. I've been in the Mediterranean Sea. I've been in the Turkish Sea. I've been in the Black Sea. I've been in the Adriatic Sea. I've been chased by pirates. And you know what I've said to those pirates? You know what? I know you want to attack me right now. But before you attack me, you better take a nap. Because otherwise, it's gonna be a bad situation. It'll be Captain Phillips over here. And you want to get the job done, pirate.
Oh, what a boat full of grumpy lumpies. Pirates.
How about this? Okay, you're gonna try to take us over. You need some help with that. Okay, how about I'll come onto your boat. You just give me a gun, and we'll go gun on the yacht together. I'm gonna show you how you do it. Okay, I've been doing it for 27 years, pirate. I know what I'm
doing.
You
know what? Grumpy people steal. Well rested people are given things. So you want to take a nap and come back to this boat? I'll help you load our whole entire boat onto yours. Okay.
Listen, I got an inflatable banana here. You want it? Take a nap first, and talk to me like an adult. When you're rested, and then I'll just give you the banana, okay?
So the first one that Captain Sandy meets is Hannah, who just said, I'm going to come at it a bit softer this year. So the captain's like, well, Hannah, how great to meet you. You know, Hannah, I know that you're the chief stew, and you're used to being in charge. But guess what? I'm in charge here. I'm the captain. And Anna's like, guess what? I'm not here to make friends. Oh, yes. Bitch fighting with the captain. I cannot wait.
To be fair, that was part of the montage of what's happening this season. But either way, Hannah was like, I voted for a female captain once, and it was terrible. I don't like other women. That's the problem. So then Chef Sandy, I'm sorry, Captain Sandy is talking to Adam, the chef, and she's like, now, here's the thing. She literally is saying this. You think we're making up all this shit. But she's literally like, here's the thing. I know being chef isn't easy. And the only way you're going to make good food is if you're rested. So I want you to get a lot of rest. And he's like, okay, so why should I tell you? And she's like, because I'm the captain. He's like, oh, I thought you were the chief stew.
Yeah, well, first, didn't he say, I think first he said, so you're the head maid?
Yeah,
she's
he said
like,
that.
No. And if I didn't have a nap, that would probably upset me. But guess what?
Being a
woman captain who's been to every port in the town, I can tell you this. I've heard it before, and I'm not offended. Okay.
She's like, maybe if I didn't get my 8.5 hours of sleep, I'd probably say, hey, you dumbass, did you notice we're in the captain's quarters and I'm holding on to the wheel? What do you think I am? But I'm rested, so I'll let it slide like the inflatable one.
I'm the captain. I win, you know? Because I don't snooze. And when you snooze, you lose.
Bugsy, meanwhile, is outdoor trying. She doesn't know how to operate the door, which is hilarious.
She doesn't know how to open a door. And she's like, well, my last job, I was the chief stew. But I'll figure, you know, this time I can do it just for this. You know, I've had a little break, so I'll get back into it by just doing this. And she can't open the door.
In a weird way, I don't know what it is, but I see Bugsy and I feel like she is Bravo's answer to Sophie B. Hawkins. I don't know why I feel that way. I just do. So then people are coming on board. We hear some more of the backstory between Bobby and Lauren, which is that Hannah has met Lauren. She met Lauren because she was hanging out with Bobby in New York City, and that's when Bobby and Lauren were sort of hanging out. So that's when she met Lauren. And later on, we learned that Hannah talked some shit about Bobby to Lauren, and that later maybe resulted in the demise of their relationship. I don't know. So they have some weird back story, which will probably be coming out.
He boned her after they got wasted in a bar, and that was it. They're making it this huge thing. He's like, I met her. Yeah, I sure did. Yeah. Did I hook up with her? I don't know. does hookup mean stick my penis? I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to say, did I stick my penis down her throat? Don't know. Going to have to ask someone else, brother. Or
my lips are sealed, or they're mostly sealed. I got Invisalign in there.
I'll tell you what. So, whose lips weren't sealed? That girl. Didn't hear it. Didn't hear it here.
He actually later said, yeah, Hannah said some stuff. But we still dated. And then she fucked up, and then it was over. I was like, whoa, you can't just, gloss over that. So there's going to be some weirdness between them. And then Adam, so people are meeting each other. Adam, the chef, meets Malia, and he's like, well, who's this? What's your name? I was like, ooh.
So gross.
Like, hey, little lady.
I wrote, Adam. He's got sperm on himself now. He's like, whoa, hot lady, do you have meth? And she's like, hi. And he says she's too hot to be a deckhand. This guy's a pig. And then I like when the captain meets Wes, or Wiz. And she's like, now listen here, Wes. You know, I'm a captain who asks for a lot. And when I ask you for something, it's important that you do it. And he's like, all right, well, you know, that's cool for me, because one time my dad told me to do something and I didn't, I got in trouble. I'm a rebel. She's like, mm-hmm. All right, well.
I couldn't watch TV that night. Oh, learn my lesson.
So Bugsy and Lauren meet, and Lauren's like, say your name again. She said, Bugsy. What is it? Bugsy. What a funny name. It's like, oh, no, my name is Christine. Go fig.
Bugsy, it turns out Bugsy and Wes have a relationship. They met 4 years ago and made out once. So there's a lot of skeletons in the closet here.
And this is where Mexico and the guy was. He's like, yeah, not worked on many boats. I worked on 2 boats, but never left the yacht. How old can it be? I was like, no, this is the one that's gonna crash that damn boat into Croatian cliff.
Yeah, exactly. Then there's a meeting, a little, team meeting in the lounge where we meet. This is for some reason, my favorite part of the first episode of a season is when we meet the real workers who aren't on camera. So last season on Below Deck, we had Larry and Barry. This time it's Marius and Bart. One of them was actually kind of hot, which was weird.
That they had different names.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, guys. Get
it should have been Marius and Larius. For Barton Cart.
She goes, now, guys, that's those guys, Marius and Larius, which is hilarious.
Two well-rested men.
Now, those guys understand a nap. Now, look, I have a reputation as a successful professional captain, and I have a reputation for not being an asshole unless you don't follow rules. Okay, no drinking on yacht. I've had fires, pirates chased me. She literally said that. I forgot that she literally said that.
Yeah.
I've had fires, pirates, but guess what? I don't want to hear it. Leave it on your last boat. Your last boat is your last boat, not this boat. Guess what this boat has? A curfew and naps. Okay, juice.
I've had fires and pirates, but I'll tell you one thing I haven't had. I haven't had any long days of being awake too long.
I've seen disasters. I've seen fires. One thing I haven't seen in over a decade, midnight.
One thing I haven't seen, sleep deprivation. So so Hannah's already like, curfew, I don't like being micromanaged. I don't like being micromanaged. I'm Hannah.
All right, you don't want to be micromanaged. Hannah, could you come up here? Hannah? Could you come on? She's like, God damn it. Yeah. I'm more productive when they give me a little space. It's in the title, Chief Stewardess. So she goes up and she's like, hello, kitten. What can I do for you? She goes, can you be finished in 3 hours? And Hannah goes, no. This starts my favorite thing in the episode. The captain goes, can I help you? Just, no, I would never do that. You do your job. I'm fine doing my job. She goes, nah, you know what? We're a team. And I'm going to help you, okay? Because being a chief is important. And if you get grumpy, it's your duty to get rest. So we need to finish this by 9.
There's no rest for the weary. But guess what? We're not going to be weary. We're going to be very restful and awakey.
They got a total cuckoo bird to be the captain. And Hannah immediately hates her. And she's like,
yes.
Oh, God, now she's making beds. You know, I feel guilty because it's sexist. I would never do this to a male captain.
Hey, Hannah, I know you're talking to the producer over there, but I'm going to need you to help me make this bed. It needs to be nice and comfy for rest time, okay? We need to have some rest. You can't have good rest unless you have nice sheets, okay?
Guess what? Doing my favorite thing. Turn down. Turn down, okay? It's when you prepare for sleeping in the morning, right? Let's get on that, guys.
I used to be a musician back in the day, and I was really inspired by looking at music and seeing all the rests. That was my favorite part. I mean, the notes were nice, but it was all about the rests. You know, am I right?
Can I get a whole note? Anybody?
I was never so disappointed when I tuned in to watch Monday Night Raw. I thought it was going to be a whole show about wrestling, but it turns out it's about wrestling. Totally different. Totally different. But what was great was I could turn it off and get to bed early that night.
I like wrestling, but I don't like restless. That's what I don't like.
Yeah, I don't like a restless heart either, Peter Cetera.
So then we get a quick shot of Bozen down. What's his name? I forget.
Whiz.
Sorry, it's going to take me a minute. Whiz.
Weasley.
So he's real young. He's I'm the youngest bosun. He's like, all right, dickheads, let's have a meeting. Now, we're going to get things done, and we're going to do them right. All right. That was my adulting for the day. All right, yeah, guys, like, I'm back to being young now.
When I say be there at 9:30, I mean be there at 9:25. Whew. All right, I'm done. Back to being 25 again.
He's all right, guys, back to being your friend.
I'm just your friend. It always works out well. I have to say also, Malia was talking about her life. Nothing interesting. But every time anyone talks, they kept on showing all these old pictures, like with like the old like dates on them and everything. And there was a picture of Malia as a child holding up a parasol that was the funniest thing ever. It was like she was from Victorian England for a second there. Just need to point that out. It was great. And I just hit the desk. I'm sorry.
God, that was a big one. You really like that parasol.
That was an accident.
You're like, vroom! I'm there. I've said it. I've said my parasol note.
I just needed to get it out of me. I feel relieved. So Bobby and speaking of Malia, Bobby and Malia are flirting, and Bobby's like, "So, got a boyfriend?" She's like, "No, got a girlfriend? No, single. Single as can be. Single as a Pringle. You like chips? Yeah.
Never can eat just one. Been showing you my teeth. Got a Pringle stuck in a. What a coincidence. Want to make out?" These guys, like, these are fucking guys. Every girl that comes on, they're like, want to fuck. No, yeah. Bobby, put your teeth in. Get out of here.
So now the fun times, because the first guests are arriving, and Sandy has the bosun. It has all the important people, the chef, the bosun, and the chief stew down in the crew to talk. And we see the first guests. It's a bunch of women, a bunch of cougars that call themselves the tribe. So I assumed that they would just all be Jewish, because that's what we call ourselves. We're members of the tribe. I didn't really see much evidence of that, so I was a little sad. But
the captain's like, yep, they want they're a tribe, so they want a tribal-themed dinner. So a lot of work on the food side there, because, some's allergic to gluten, and some to dairy, and some are vegetarian. So you know how that goes. And the chef's like, you cannot claim 4 biological allergies to food. That's BS, yes. But I'll do it anyway.
Yeah. And also, by the way, you know what we also don't need? We don't need like 5 skinny white women asking for a tribal dinner. Okay. Like, let's just like keep the appropriation elsewhere. Let's keep it out of the show.
Yeah, let's bring a real tribe of Africans on here and see how they react to this. I don't know.
What is a tribal dinner? Is it like a dinner where you watch reruns of that show Tribes? I don't get it.
Yeah, you know all those African tribes with their food allergies. They're like, I do not want gluten today.
And these women are never going to eat it. Like a tribal dinner, I imagine, because tribal is not a cuisine. So maybe it's like a way of eating, and maybe tribal is like extremely, like maybe you eat with your hands or something like this. Oh, I don't know. Maybe that's like insensitive. I don't know. But the point is this, these women don't want to do anything tribal.
Yeah, but we sell swimsuits. That's their tribe. Yeah. They sell fitness clothes.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and this is where the captain announces that they are not only do they not get to drink which is not going to happen. But they don't get to drink on the boat, but also they have to be finished by 9 o'clock every night for curfew.
Yeah, I think that was earlier, but either way, it's still like, yes, she says all these things.
Love it.
And we also, by the way, somewhere around here, this is where we learn a little bit more about Max and how he got involved in yachting. And he's like, I'm not the smart, the most smartest of people, but I'm good with my hands. Abiza, abiza, abiza.
I was working in a bar in Ibiza, and I heard of a charter yacht, and I'm not smart. It's like, you're going to do great. Okay, so we've got this guy who just basically admits right up front he's not smart. Then we've got Bugsy, who can't open a door. Then we've got the NFL cheerleader who's going to be in boat in yachting because she was a waitress one time.
Yes. And by the way, if the other thing that Sandy loves saying, if she wasn't talking about Rush, she's like, this is one green crew. Look how green they are.
Never met a greener crew.
Green. That's the greenest crew I ever saw. How green is my crew?
Which gives her a lot of chances to do all the jobs, which is eventually going to send Hannah through the roof.
Yeah. Yes. So there's a stew meeting, and the stews are all – it's just nothing really happens in the stew meeting, but we learn some more about Lauren's background. And this is when she talks about how she was in restaurants and cheerleading and everything. And I loved – another thing I loved is she says, yeah, I wasn't really good in school. And they showed this photo of her as like a little girl, like up in the corner. It's just like this sad insight to her childhood. And I was like – if anything could upstage the parasol photo from Malia, it's this one. Listen, I'm into the photos.
And she says, you know, I never exceeded in school, so naturally, the service industry. Naturally. It's like, okay, because waiters are all stupid. Come on, lady. She's like, so then cheerleading, and then, you know, naturally, hospitality, which naturally led to yachting.
So now it's like 9:15, 15 minutes after curfew. And guess what? There are boxes around. There are boxes, which I thought was going to mean that Sandy was going to flip out. Like, I said 9 p.m. is the curfew. It's rest time. Then she's like, oh, good. More things for me to help out with. Here I go. Let's just put them in the closet.
Hannah is ready to kill her. She's like, you know, it's time to go to bed, everybody. We're going to be angry in the morning. Hannah, can we just shove all this stuff? Just put it all in the cabinet so we can be done with it and go to bed. And this is also the one who walked around earlier going, now every cabinet needs to be organized. And now she's like, just shove it in there so we can go to bed. And Hannah's like, I can't just shove it in there. That's like what kids do, you know. The mom comes in, they shove everything under the bed, and then the shit just falls out of the bed. I'm not going to do that. She's like, just do it, Hannah.
You know what else kids do? They take naps, okay? Nap time. Nappy nap.
Hannah wants to kill her already, and she's not even hiding it very well at all. So the captain is still walking around fixing pillows and doing all this stuff. Hannah's about to kill her, and she goes, Hannah, you gotta go to bed in an hour. I mean it. I mean it.
You gotta turn in, okay?
She goes, well, sleep sounds great, and so does a self-cleaning boat. I was like, ooh, burn. So the next morning, Bobby is going over the clothes list, and he's like, so that guy Wiz is awesome. Like, Wiz? And he goes, yeah, Wiz. No, Wiz?
Wiz,
like... yeah, love that movie. It was like, you know, it was like The Wizard of Oz, but with black people. So good! Amazing!
Wizard of Oz. Where I'm from, there's no wizards. So then it's like, so it's the morning of the first charter. The guests are coming. They show up, and Sandy's like, well, you're in luck. Not only do you have a super capable, well-rested crew, but they're also incredibly sexy. And you know what I say? Sexy comes from being rested. It's,
guess who doesn't have sex? Resty. Tired people. And Bobby's like, oh, rich cougars. They could be mean cougars, or they could be nice cougars who cuddle.
Like, Bobby, that is what all living things could be. They could either be mean or nice. It's not exclusive to cougars. Really furious about his analogy.
So they go on a boat tour, and Hannah's like, what a lovely boat, isn't it? You might notice that the name of the boat means wind in Africa, which is very tribal. And they're like, whoa, tribal, we're a tribe.
So they go on the boat tour. The boat looks amazing. It has like this little gym on top, which is nice. None of that gross blue stuff, which I still can't remember the name of. It's driving me nuts. It's like two words. I can't remember it. Someone please chime in with what it is.
Wait, what is? The blue marble.
The blue. Oh, wait. Remember last season had the blue marbling. It's called something. It's like a Grecian thing. I think. Maybe it's a, you know what? It's a Portuguese thing, I think.
Oh, my God. Did that just clue everybody in? They're like, oh, wait a minute. Changing from French to Portuguese. It's coming to me, darling.
It's killing me. I know someone out there knows it. It's got to be called something.
Well, I'd hate to distract you, but now it's time for some takeoff drama or whatever they call it. Undocking. What do they call it? Okay, so now it's takeoff drama, which is my favorite. The music's like, boom, 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 stern, bow, bow, stern, rest, bow, stern, floaties, floaties, anchor, 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 stern.
Anchor. And this is also coinciding with some exciting stuff in the kitchen with Adam putting Post-its on the plates because they all have different dietary needs. And Bugsy's like losing her shit. She's like, I've never seen a chef put Post-its on a plate before, but you know. Or maybe it was Hannah who said it. It was Hannah.
No,
it was Bugsy.
It was Bugsy.
It was Bugsy?
Yeah, Bugsy is not liking this chef. She's got his number already. He, with his little rat eyes, looking the pretty girl up and down. She's got his number. She's like, I've never seen Post-it notes inside the food of the guests. But I guess it's not my job because I'm not Chief Stew at the moment. And then it cuts to Adam making his food, and he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, food. Gross. Gross. And the captain's like, guys, I know you're making lunch down there, and I just would like to ask somebody to make me a plate and bring it to the bridge. And Hannah's like, God damn her fucking woman.
So then, by the way, I'd like to mention that Bugsy did do a tablescape, and I think that she would have done Miss Kate Chastain proud, because lots of little glass beads arranged artfully. This is like Kate Chastain 101, glass
yes,
beads.
And she let Bugsy do it. Did you say that?
Yeah, I said Bugsy did it. Yeah,
The reason I was messed up and didn't hear you is because I'm incorrect. It was not Bugsy who said the Post-its thing. It was Hannah. You're
it
correct.
Was Hannah.
Sorry about that, everybody.
Because Hannah was like...
Huge detail.
Hannah had this moment like... She's like, I don't even like getting a fingerprint on the plate, but I guess the Post-its fine. I've learned not to fight with chefs. They cut to like her fighting with Ben, and Ben's like... Well, what matters? What does it matter if it's an entree or a main course?
Listen, darling, we're not gonna get married. That's just the end of it.
So the anchors.
We're
putting an anchor in the water. Ow! The anchor goes in the water.
Sorry, I was doing the anchor. Putting the anchor in Croatian anchor drama.
They just put in like 10. Anchor segments in this episode. They're like, it's anchor time.
I know. I felt like I was watching CNN. It was nothing but anchors. Dun, dun, dun.
So now for some non-anchor drama, it's windy. Dun, 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 dun. We're close to the rocks, guys. Dun, 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 dun.
Surprise twist. It is anchor drama because it's windy, and now the anchor, you see that the chain is like pulling. It's like, and if they don't do something, the yacht's going to get smashed up against the rocks with their crosses and people who've died.
And Adam, not paying any attention, is still thinking about his Post-it notes. And he's like, yeah, it's a little crazy having to make this many different things, but it's not the craziest thing I've ever done. One time, Jill Vedder chucked a live octopus on my arm and said, cook it. And I did. And she gave me a standing ovation, said it was the best damn thing she ever ate in her life. Jill Vedder, write
Jill
it down.
Yeah,
jerk
everyone.
Off to that when I'm lying down in my van all by myself every night.
Nothing like getting some octopus stuck on your arm.
Well, I've never served octopus that's been stuck to a man's arm before, but I've learned not to argue with the homeless chefs.
The anchors are just too small for this anchorage. So guess what? Rather than be here in a dangerous anchorage, we're going to take the yacht back to the dock, which I know sounds a little anticlimactic, but guess what? Smooth waters means better rest, everyone. So you're going to have a lovely day tomorrow. Well rested and smooth waters.
And then I think it was Malia. It's like, that captain is fucking amazing with an anchor.
You just turned into like the gayest man ever. Yes, queen. No, it was about the dock. And she's like, that bitch can dock, girl. Yes, dock.
So Lauren cuts herself, the NFL girl, in the kitchen. And Adam's like, whoa, let me fix that for you, hun. Let me put some pressure on that.
Hey, and little sweetie.
I thought, God, she's going to think this guy's the biggest sexist asshole because he's totally acting like that. And she goes, he is adorable. I'm going to just keep cutting myself.
She's like, wow. He really took care of me. It's almost like he's from the hospitality industry, too. We're so similar.
Let me guess. Not good at school. Me, too. Let's get married and catch ups.
I just want to ready to move into your land yacht. It must be like, what, 300 meters long?
And now we get some boat dock drama. Dun 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 dun.
Dun 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 dun. Dock, 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 dock.
Blah, blah. So then Bobby and Max are rooming together, so they're on their bunks, and Bobby's like, yeah, which one do you want to bone?
And Max is like, hey, we have to get Lauren Gill. She's pretty cute. She looks like, sorry, I was doing the totally wrong accent. She looked like a good bird. You might find any bees that you bone in the back alley, then go and eat some hamburgers and mash.
And this is where Bobby's like, yeah, I may have stuck a finger in that bird. I don't know. You're going to have to guess. Did I have sex with her or did I just get a lot of blowjobs from her in a bar in New York? I don't know. You're going to have to guess. Guess.
Meanwhile, up in the charter quarters, this one woman turns to the other and goes, you know why I don't eat chicken? Because it's foul. Get it?
And her friend just stares at her like, really?
She's like, because foul is chicken. She's like, ugh, I hate this tribe.
I'm out of this tribe.
So then we go back to the kitchen, and Adam's cooking some like chicken cutlets or whatever.
I don't look nervous, but I'm sweating on the inside. It's like, that is the least sexy thing you can say. Oh, wait! You're following it up with edible flowers. It's over, chefs! It's
more importantly, over! More importantly, he's like, shh. Don't tell anyone I'm cooking with butter. I guess because someone didn't want to have butter or dairy or something like that. And sure enough, he serves the food, and they're all totally fine. They think it's delicious. No one dies.
And Bugsy's like, disregarding preferences is not okay, but I won't rat out a crew member on my first day. I would if I was Chief Steve, but I'm not yet.
Dun, yeah, dun, dun, she dun. Bugsy does not like this guy, because then later on, when they're doing their picnic and like he's done making the food and they're just like waiting for the little charter thing to go, whatever they call it, is it charter? I don't know, to go back and forth. She's just standing there in the kitchen, the tinder, yeah, and he's like, "Don't stare at me. Go find something else to do." And she's like, "I don't like being told what to do like that."
She just stands right, like in the toilet paper closet, like all scared.
She's like, "No, she's like, I'll stand here. I would leave the kitchen." But I'm afraid I don't know how to operate the doors, leading out of here.
So two things to point out. While they're serving this dinner, he does a smear on one of the plates. And Bobby goes, that looks like a dick! Which, you know, ever so classy.
He calls it like a man apprentice. And they put a subtitle with like a question mark. Like, we don't even know what the fuck he's talking about.
And Hannah, who's just been so snotty, like, oh, I've never seen post-it notes on blah, blah, blah. She goes, Hannah's serving. She's like, all right, everybody, I'd like to announce your dinner. You're going to be having a duck or something, like a fish maybe. And then there's a sauce which was spread over it with sort of a spoon. It's a brown sauce. All right, then. Stop acting all snotty.
So after dinner, these women, they just want to get down. They're drinking, and they decide they want quote unquote espresso martinis. Who was it? Below Deck Med, or was it Below Deck when there was an espresso martini situation? There was some asshole who was like, let me show you how to make an espresso martini. Like, who the fuck is still ordering espresso martinis?
I thought that it was the regular Below Deck, but she makes a comment about it because she's like, I learned if they ever asked for an espresso martini. Oh, that's right. It was Med.
I think it was Med. They had one horrific charter that went on for like 4 days. These guys did not want to get off. I think it's hard to remember, but there was an espresso martini situation. So she has to make espresso martinis and she's like, oh, I'm going to give them decaf because guess what I want? I want them to be rested. Oh, God damn it.
It's rubbing off on me. So the guests get wasted and they're like, I want a snack. Hey, guess what I want? Nachos. She goes, would you like them with vegetables? And they're like, no, all meat nachos. Shit. Find a dog, just, you know, muzzle it and put it on there. Oh, I want to eat it. I'm going to eat fucking anything I want. You know what? Dairy. Put some dairy down my throat. Make me some gluten nachos with dog meat.
And I love the way the woman really ordered it was in that kind of like corporate passive aggressive way. Like, hey, guess what? You did the spreadsheet wrong and you have to stay late tonight to do it. She's like, yeah, we're going to have to do a nachos. Like, that's really condescending way. Like, I know this is a problem for you and you want to go sleep, but this is more important for us than your sleep is for you.
And I love Hannah because Hannah's like, yeah, anyone who has that many food allergies and stuff like that is the first bitch in line at the kebab stand.
Yes,
2 a.m.
Exactly. She was totally right. So she wakes up Adam, who, unlike Ben or Leon, is actually, he's like, okay, fine. And he makes these nachos, which actually those nachos looked so good. I could not believe how good those nachos looked.
Do nachos ever look bad, Bean? Ever?
They can. His look were like deep dish. It looked like they just went on for miles. You just like put a spoon in there and it would never come out.
So next up, they basically get to go play water sports and blah, blah, blah. So breakfast.
But this is where Bugsy gets annoyed again.
She goes, he serves parfaits, basically, like a bunch of parfaits. And some lady's like, hon, can I have an omelet? Would that be a problem?
Bell, maybe peppers, some vegetables, onions,
you know, whatever. And she's like, all right. So she goes down. She's like, chef, one of the guests would like a vegetable omelet. And he goes, oh, really? Well, everybody wants something different. Take a pad and paper and start writing it down. And she goes, this isn't a burger joint, honey.
It's a yacht. You may not realize
it. Write things down. It's not a burger joint. So he's.
She's like, okay, chef, how about you go back into your room and get more rest because all of us have had a lot of sleep and we're in a good mood. But you're clearly cranky, all right?
Someone's got boogers in his eyes. So maybe before you yell at me, you should take a little nappity nap nap. So the chef is kind of a bitch to her and she walks away and he goes, and that's how you speak your mind.
Great lesson, dude.
Yeah, because it's like the only one you don't want to fuck. Fucking man, I'm telling you. So now there's more anchor drama, then beach, then toys in the water, and then it's the beach picnic, which is where they have to load up, you know, set the beach up, then get all the food back from the boat on the tender, back and forth, back and forth. So Sandy, Malia's
a disaster. Because basically, what they need to be, as Ronnie just said, you know, Max is already out there on the beach, I believe. He's set up a tent and he's waiting for the tinder to come with all the food. But Malia does like not know how to operate a boat. She's like, I don't know what she's doing. And rather than Sandy saying, okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get a better rested person in there to get the tinder going. She's like, okay, this is a teachable moment, everyone. All right, well, let's do some laps. All right, let's get in the boat. We're going to go back and forth, back and forth. And Hannah starts losing her mind because they need to be getting the food over so that they can set it up, and they're not doing it. And the guests don't care. The guests are like, look what a good captain she is. She's teaching the younger girl. That's so nice of her.
I'm going to show you how to do it. All right. Now, you see how we hold the rope when we go back? And Malia's not even paying attention, which was making it hilarious to me.
All right. 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., okay? 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. All right. You're looking both ways. Make sure there's no sharks. Okay.
Now, not 10 p.m. or 2 a.m. because you're asleep. That's right. Good answer. Good answer, Malia. You know,
here's a good way to remember where your hands are, okay? What's the best way to get a lot of sleep? You sleep from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., all right? That's a big, big day of sleep.
So Anna's like, well, I mean, she just wants to do everything. then maybe I should just give her my job and take a nap. God damn it, I said it again.
These goddamn women kept me up late and now I'm cranky today. Thought I could use an... God damn it.
So the food is all cold food anyway. So they call for the food and the captain's like, well, I was thinking we'll just bring the food over with the ladies on the tender all at the same time. It'll be fine. You know, they'll get there. The food will get there. And Hannah's about to fucking explode.
She is like Wile E. Coyote getting furious that his trap didn't go off or something. Like, just, she is truly one of those cartoons, like, where the red comes up over her face and the smoke comes out.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't know if I'm going to make it through the season. We're only on day three and I'm going to kill that bitch. Sandy's like, well, great. Glad everything worked out. Oh, that's a tuna tartare. You know how to eat that? Here, let me help you. Give me your fork. I'm going to put that in your mouth for you. Fucking, this captain is amazing. I don't know where found this cuckoo bird.
Well, but what's great is, I mean, you'd know that she has a huge bitch side to her, but she's like really nurturing and then a huge bitch. But I just love how obsessed she is with rest.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I'm loving her, and it's a perfect person to pit against Hannah. And yeah. Something else I love about Med, they don't look for people who actually know what they're doing, it seems like. Med, the last time it had a bunch of people who didn't know what the fuck they were doing
Danny.
Either. Yeah. And they're just like, oh, they'll be funny. Let's just throw them on a boat. That couldn't be dangerous.
I really enjoyed last season of Below Deck, Med. I thought the Danny stuff was like grade
A. I'm surprised he's not back, actually.
Because he was too much of a mess to ever be asked back. I remember, and ever since to this day, every time I see a tilted kilt, I think of Danny.
Well, this show, they're like, coming up on Below Deck, and I thought, only this show, because it's like, people are fighting over onions, mm-hmm. and then a sink overflows, and ice falls on the ground.
And actually, at one point, Hannah, like, totally falls down in the kitchen. She, like, bangs her head. She's like, oi!
And I was hoping it's because she's drunk, because that's the big thing. Like, no one's drinking on this charter. Which, you know, they wouldn't have a show if they didn't drink. So that brings us to the end of Ippy 1. We'll be back next week with some more Below Deck Med. In the meantime, get your ass to our live show, okay?
Yeah, everyone.
Do
get it. Get those tickets. We want to see you there. We want to see your faces. And just go to, you know, I think it's hollywood.improv.com. Just Google Hollywood Improv. Tickets are there. If you don't want to do that, come to our Facebook page. And the links are all right there. Just use your little fingertips.
And we will be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of New York. Literally, I can't. Like, what is
literally,
it?
Like
I'm
like
a housewife?
Like
I'm not even a housewife.
Like, honestly, like, I'm like, shit. Like, honestly, it's like, dumb, right. Like, I can't think, Carol. You gotta go.